You would think that when you outwork, outplay, and outshoot your opponent, you would outscore said opponent.
Work, 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 work. It's a me heavy work, 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 work.
Here come the Bulldogs back the other way. Klein. Klein. Nice big play by Bree Jordy. What a great defensive play there. Jordy intercepted the centering pass in the slot, and Bulldogs weren't able to get a shot off on that play. Here comes Radke back inside the offensive zone. 5:43 to play. Oh, right off the top of the crossbar. The one-timer over on the far side by Fawcett. Another shot taken there by Bemidji State's Tina Campa, and the Bulldogs still aren't able to clear it out of their zone. However, that wasn't the case yesterday for the Bemidji State women's hockey team. The Beavers outshot the Bulldogs 45-22. The Beavers also won the face-off battle, and the Beavers were nearly perfect on special teams. But the Bulldogs got on the scoreboard first, and UMD would score again and again before BSU would finally answer back. A much-needed first goal of the season from last season's leading scorer, Emily Berglund.
Beavers come up with a puck. Off the ice comes Berglund. Last year's BSU leading goal scorer this year hasn't had a goal yet. Now she will. There you go. That's how it's done. Emily Berglund. The wraparound goal. 16:01 to play here in this second period.
Then the Beavers pulled within a goal on a hard-working power play goal by Haley Mack.
Back to the blue line. Beavers looking really good here. They're getting a lot of quality shots.
Oh, that was definitely a quality shot right there.
Bemidji State with a power play goal, 9:31 to play here in the second. With 28 seconds left on that extra attacker, Haley Mack lifts that one upper shelf from the left side of the goal crease. Beavers within a goal. Duluth leads 3-2. Bemidji State climbing their way back into this one. Bulldogs with puck inside the offensive zone. Here come the Beavers back up the ice. Here comes Radke. Radke all alone makes a move, shoots. Oh, lifts it just too high.
Bemidji State worked as hard as they could to win. Coach Scanlon even said he couldn't ask for any more out of his team.
Like I told him after, we can't ask any more as coaches out of him. I thought their effort was tremendous. You know, I said, that's hockey. Sometimes you're going to have games like that where you deserve better.
When all was said and done, the scoreboard said 3-2 Bulldogs. This Beaver squad knows there's still work to be done. It's game two between the Beavers and the Bulldogs next. Three more WCHA points, and the Beavers are looking for their first league win. But first, our Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.